Welcome to another edition of the broadcast. I'm Vicky Barcelona. It is 2021. Woo! And with me, as always, in 2021 is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
Sarah, what's our contact info before we get into today's shenanigans?
It has not changed. So it is. Our Instagram is thebroadcast999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029. Or you can still email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
And it's been many a weeks. We did give you that little holiday
edition before we went on break.
Oh my god, I kind of miss break, I'm not gonna lie. Oh, okay, I'm glad to be here with you guys.
Yes, we missed you.
But I do miss sleeping in.
Right, not having an alarm is a wonderful thing.
On top of the fact that, like, I realize that I just have a hard time falling asleep when I know I have to work the next day.
Dude, this week, the past few days have been a struggle for me, mm-hmm. too. And I, like, wake up all the time in the middle of the night. I'm like, oh, what time is it? Did I miss my alarm? Did anything happen? Like, so I am mm-hmm. on. Oh, I hate it.
Well, like, the first part of break, I noticed I was still going to sleep at the same time, waking up around the same time naturally, which pissed me off.
Yeah, right.
But I was like, whatever, at least I can just lay here. I don't have to get up or take care of anything right away. So I was going to bed by like 8. And then,
really?
Yeah, progressively it got worse and worse. And I started going to bed at midnight because my little foster brother decided that's when he wants to go to sleep.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not really obeying his bedtime.
No.
Do you put him down and then he just gets cranky?
No, you put him down, he just gets up. Like,
oh, I'm going to do what I want.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
so. I'm naturally a night owl, mm-hmm. so I didn't go to bed till like 11 midnight every night, like right as the first day.
See, that's awesome.
Yeah, except not really,
not
because
now.
Then I just sleep in till God knows what time. And then I'm like, huh. I have to get up hella early. You know what I mean?
Like, right. Or even, like, I feel like when you do get up early, you have, like, I have the whole day ahead of me. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I'm going to get so many things done.
Except nowadays, like, what do you even do? Right. It's just more chilling on the couch, watching TV, eating food.
Right. I'm like, all the food I can eat.
Yeah.
I have ice cream at home. Yes. Sorry, I just remembered I bought ice cream sandwiches.
Oh, yum.
They're the best. Anywho. But I am curious on what did you do during break? Because, yes, we couldn't really do a whole lot. If you got anything fun for Christmas and just anything interesting, I want to hear from you.
Well, I finally received. I'm trying not to be that person. I'm trying to not be so crazy obsessed. So, you know how, like, you see all those memes about CrossFit and
yes.
how, like, oh, CrossFit. We get it, you do CrossFit. Or we get it, you do CrossFit and you're a vegan. Like,
or it's like, how do you know someone does CrossFit? Don't worry, they'll tell you.
Yeah, they'll tell you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was always like, okay, if you did CrossFit, I hopefully you would see those memes and not do that type mm-hmm. of thing. And I'm shocked that there aren't many memes, or at least that I haven't seen, about having a Peloton.
Because not everyone can afford one.
No, but a lot of people have them. A lot of people. And you hear like, oh, okay, you have a Peloton. I mean, CrossFit memberships aren't cheap either. Because
no.
I used to do CrossFit. So for like 2 seconds, it was crazy. But so finally, I received a Peloton. It took like a little bit more than 2 months because
gotcha.
Of all their back order.
That makes sense because all the gyms are closed. So everyone's wanting to work out at home. I mean, if you think about it, because you had a gym membership and then you took like yoga classes.
And I had
classes.
A hot yoga membership. Yes. Mm-hmm. So that a month, that was like a lot. Like
yeah.
in like total combined together, especially.
So this is going to pay for itself within a year or two anyways.
Yeah, 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 yeah. There still is a membership every month, but it's way
right.
less than my gym or
mm-hmm.
hot yoga membership. But because, I mean, talk about one industry that, or one company that's the...
Booming
because of COVID, that's probably doing better. But that finally came, so that was very exciting. And I'm really trying not to be one of those annoying CrossFit people, but with Peloton. Like, I'm surprised there's not as many, like, I really am because... I get the hype now.
Mm-hmm.
I get why.
Better than like just getting your standard regular.
Oh, way better. It's right there. And so far, like every teacher I've taken, every class I've taken, I've absolutely loved. Yeah. And you don't have to travel anywhere. There's no, you know, you don't have to like necessarily go to a specific time to class. Like they have live classes that you can take so you can quote unquote mm-hmm. join the class. But then they're all on demand for you. They're all right there on your screen. And like, there's strength, there's yoga, there's stretching, there's bike. I know there's a treadmill. You can get a treadmill instead of the bike.
Do you do the yoga on the bike?
No. So
if you get the mirror?
No. So my
Peloton screen?
The screen. Yeah, my screen actually swivels.
Ooh.
So I have my bike set up and then I have my yoga mat right next to it. And when it's the yoga time or when it's the strength time, you just swivel the screen and then you
do all your
strength. Yeah. So even if you don't like riding the bike, you can, do whatever the other class is.
Or, if somebody just wants to ride the bike and not necessarily join a class, they could ride the bike while the other person joins a class.
Yeah,
you want to work out at the same time.
My boyfriend's not real. He does some classes, but he's kind of way more like, I just want to plug in my music and do my own thing. So they have that option. And then they have the option of like, you can go to France and you can bike through France. You can bike through the Eiffel Tower if you like.
Can you bike away from zombies? Do they have that one yet?
I don't know, but they might on the treadmill version. I'm not sure.
Well, there is an app, side note. I believe it's like Zombie Run or something, where you listen to it and it connects with your music.
Yeah.
And as you're running, it'll say, oh, zombies are ahead. You can change the settings. So where if you want it, you could make it to where you have to run a certain, like, hey, you need to start running fast now.
Yeah, you're about to get bit.
So run for the next 2 minutes, fast as you can, kind of a thing.
Yeah, which is super fun. Super fun idea.
So I think Peloton needs to get up on that.
Yeah. So that has been very, there's a lot of things that people would like and not like and whatever. And I know some people who just, that's not really their jam. Mm-hmm. But so far, it's been great for me as just an outlet, and great because, you see every day, you can follow people and have people mm-hmm. follow you, and they can see what classes you've taken and they can see when you've taken the classes. So there's there's
communal
a lot of
vibe.
Yeah. And there's a lot of competitions, especially now there's a new year. And so mm-hmm. my boyfriend and I are both in a competition to see who could get more miles, and it's throughout the entire year. Mm-hmm. So he just earned his bronze medal a few days ago and I was pissed. So I made sure I earned mine yesterday. So it's just kind of that it's a good friendly I'm going to
competition
beat you.
Yeah.
So we got that. And then a few days after, my boyfriend broke the couch. So then, yeah.
One, how did he break the couch?
So we have, we've had this couch for a while, and it's one of those that reclines. So you can pull a lever and
yes.
then it can recline on both mm-hmm. sides. And I think overuse and...
How old was that couch?
It was it's over 10 years.
Really? Okay.
It's over 10 years, yeah, because BJ had it in his apartment 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then we just brought it to downstairs. And I think just the overuse, and my boyfriend is a bigger dude, it snapped his side. Mm. So you couldn't fully extend it and you couldn't fully tuck
close
it back
it.
In. Yeah. And then every time you sat on it, you could tell that something totally broke in half because you just sunk.
Mm.
So then we went to IKEA.
I was gonna say Costco has some good deals on couches too.
Oh, I just suggested as because we've been thinking about it, and I was like, okay, well maybe let's go to IKEA, because I just think of IKEA the first place. I don't know why that's the first place I think of as furniture, but because you can try it out. I don't know if you still can because it's COVID, but
I went to IKEA recently to get some stuff, and there weren't any signs saying no.
Yeah,
although Costco does.
Well, we went, and I was like, because I'm not going to buy a couch if I'm not first. Exactly. And so we went and I sneakily sat on it.
I feel as long as you're not lounging all on it, I think it's just get your butt on there. How bouncy is this?
Yeah, we both sat on it for a while and then it was 3 seconds maybe. And I was like, okay, I feel like we're going to get in trouble. Let's get up now. But we got a brand new, huge, ridiculously big for this sized area. But it is amazing.
Have you christened it yet?
Had sex on it?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
No, we haven't yet. Well, that was the first thing that I was wanted to do after it was set up. But I don't know. It's weird.
But it's so new and you want to keep it clean.
It's so exactly. And we should lay down a towel maybe if we do. And yeah, so it's crazy. I love that he loves doing that stuff, putting it together, because I just was in awe about how many pieces there were. Mm-hmm. I was overwhelmed. I was like, I need to leave because I'm not going to be any help. I'm going to want to help. I'm going to do something. And then you're going to redo what I did because you can do it better. I just know that that's how it is. But
I will bring you a beverage.
Yeah, exactly. Can I get you dinner? You want some takeout? But yeah, so our downstairs is totally revamped.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've kind of felt like you. I was like, wow. It's a home improvement thing.
I mean, it is, in a sense. You're adding to it. There's something about, I call it nesting.
Yeah.
Like where you are making it your own. And I've noticed I've done that on multiple occasions. Like when I first moved into my house, obviously the nesting period. And when my roommates moved out, I had another nesting period. Mm-hmm. And I know when my parents move out, I'm going to have another
nesting.
I feel
like you keep having a... Every few months is a nesting thing for you.
And I love it.
Yeah.
I love that excuse to just change things up and add to it. And it's really nice talking about having my parents living with me. During the break, I was able to get some of my projects out of the way.
Because they could help you with them.
Because my dad, you know, he helps me.
Yeah. he can reach things that I can't.
Well, like he knows how things work when it comes to plumbing and electrical work and stuff. So for me, I can look it up. I know I can look it up, but having him already know how to do it.
Yeah, it just takes so much time out of it, I bet, too. And, like, a little more confidence because he knows
exactly
better at the moment.
But, like, we painted my bathroom. I got a new refrigerator.
Ooh!
I had my eye on one specific refrigerator because it's the same brand as my stove that I bought and my dishwasher that I bought.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, well, I have to get this brand. And they were, like, over $2,000 for the cheapest one. And the only prerequisite I want an ice maker and water.
Like
ice cold water is so good.
Oh, it's so, yeah, it's legit. And an ice maker too, because ice trays are
a bitch.
Annoying. Yeah,
exactly. But I found one that wasn't the same brand. For it was on sale for like $1,300, and I already had like most of that saved, so I was like, buying it.
Oh, so you weren't like, oh, but it's not the same brand as my oven.
I asked my dad, I'm like, does that matter? Like, I'm thinking resale value and everything. Because it's a really nice one. It doesn't have any handles. It has like little ledges.
Oh, yeah.
So it's nice. You're not bumping into that. It's just, it's a really nice one. It's way bigger than like mine or even I think my dad's. And he had like the fancy one at their old house.
Good.
So there's a lot of space in it. It was so awesome. But one of the big things was we put in a new sink.
In your kitchen?
In my kitchen. So I had bought a sink. Thanks, BJ, because he gave me a gift card a while back and I finally used it.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Sinks, things that you don't realize are expensive when you become an adult are like rugs. Rugs are ridiculously expensive.
Rugs are stupidly expensive.
For no reason. And then something else I found out are really expensive are sinks and faucets.
Like, how much is like...
I got mine on sale and I got a great deal because most of the time this is how much it would cost if I didn't get... Mine came with a faucet. It came with a cutting board with it. It came with like a mat so it doesn't scratch the bottom.
A cutting board like on the bottom of the sink?
No, it's where you can put it on part of the sink. So if you're like cutting stuff, you just throw stuff in the sink.
Oh, wow. It came with
all these nice add-ons.
Extra.
Right. And I think mine cost, granted I bought something else that day, but after tax and everything was like $300.
Oh.
Yeah. But it was only $100 because gift card. Thank you, BJ. No.
Yeah, right.
That I've been saving like gift cards and stuff.
That's good to know because when we're, you know, when you walk through IKEA and you like go through all like the rooms and you're like, wow, if I had all the money in the world, you know, like you kind of start fantasizing about like what kitchen you'd like or not like.
But it's also quality too. Like you have to think about because like I'll do that at Home Depot or Lowe's and they have like inexpensive like, what are they called? The vanities for bathrooms.
Oh, right, right.
But you get what you pay for. So like my parents
so
bought
it's a piece of crap
because a lot of them they're not really made to last.
They're just made to look pretty.
Yeah. And so you might as well spend more money and get something better quality. And Costco typically has really good deals for that. I've noticed with this whole my home improvement stuff and my parents' home improvement stuff. Costco's your friend if you're looking for that kind of stuff.
How are they with ovens?
I've never really pay too much attention because a lot of the deals they do are with a set.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. So it's Costco. They're going to give you all the things.
Right. So it always seemed pretty expensive to me, but like I got mine through Best Buy.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's where J-Rubs and I got my fridge. But the one thing my man wanted to do on New Year's Eve was smoke a big slice of meat. Not
brisket.
Oh. Smoke a... And a pork rind?
Pork belly?
Not pork belly. Oh, man.
Pork loin?
What? Smoke a... Dang. I'm such a vegetarian, I don't even know.
Was it pig or beef?
Beef?
Okay, then it's not pork.
I don't know. He wanted to roast or put some...
Like a pot roast?
It's like a Christmas tradition, usually.
Chuck roast? I don't know. Anywho.
Dang. Anyway, he wanted to put it in the oven for like 3 hours or some crap.
Like let it roast. Slow roast.
Yeah. And right as he's preheated the oven, the knob came off because that's normal. How does that even happen? It was like plastic.
The thing broke off. It didn't just pull off.
No, it like it like broke, like ripped, like the plastic itself that the knob was attached to the oven ripped.
So I know some knobs purposely come off so you can clean them because as time goes by, you get the grease and stuff in there because, you know, grease splatters.
Yeah.
So you can take them off to clean.
No.
But yours full on broke.
This full on. He tried to super glue it. Poor guy. I mean, he eventually.
I want my meat.
He pulled. Because it was like $80 or something. He like eventually could put like the screwdriver in it to like. Preheat it, you know, but it was all like
guesswork.
Yeah, hopefully it's at 400-ish, you know.
You need to get him one of those for his stocking. Should have gotten like a laser. They have laser thermometers.
Oh.
Where it's like a laser pointer. So you point at whatever it is and it'll tell you how hot it is.
What? That's so cool.
They do that for like a lot of grilling. Because there's no knob on like a charcoal grill, for example.
Oh, that makes sense.
So, I mean, might invest in one of those if you don't have a stove yet.
First, we need an oven. Because we were like, wow, we like got a new couch, we got a new this, and now the oven is, you know, I'm like, oh, not another one, not another
thing.
And you
hate spending money.
And I hate change. You're
that
all
too.
Like, you love change. You love changing your things up and this up. And I like was against getting a new couch. Like, it was fine. Like, and now he wants a new bed. I'm like, no, look, this is so much
How
for
old
me.
Is your bed?
I don't know. The mattress, I have no idea.
Have you had it since high school?
Probably. It's me.
Yeah, so maybe 15 years old?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
Mm,
I am almost 30. Yeah.
Yeah, they say,
it's like every 10 years or something.
Every 10 years or so.
I think it's fine, though, but I thought the couch was fine, too. And now I, like, love, like, I think about the couch when I'm not home. Like, you know how you're so excited when you, like, you think about your bed sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, sometimes I'm like, I can't wait to get back on that couch. Like, it's so weird.
Aww.
I know. I feel very, like, old. Oh, no.
My Sarah's
Is this what happens?
Up? Yes, you get excited over stupid things, like a sink. And my dad's like, if you're getting a new sink, we got to get you a new garbage disposal. He's like, Merry Christmas. So I had, like, the most practical gifts.
Wow.
And so I showered, like, everyone with a lot of gifts, and my parents felt bad. Like, my dad's like, I don't even know what day it is. Like, I just feel like my head's all kind of turned on backwards between the pandemic, them moving in, and, like, trying to buy a house, that kind of a thing.
Selling their house, yeah.
So it's just like, Dad. For one, because they had said, we're not doing gifts. I'm like, I bought most of these gifts before, like, even Halloween. So,
yeah. So, sorry, not sorry.
So, exactly. I'm like, anyways. And plus, I'm like, you've had a hard year, and I wanted to do, like, small little things that could help or make you feel good.
Aww.
Like, I got my brother a couple of drawing books, because it was funny, because, and I did it, like, that one I did buy recently, because he's like, you know, I never really realized, because he doesn't really show it off or anything, but he loves to draw. And he's been drawing since he was a kid, and we used to make fun of his little people because he looked really funny.
Yeah, I never knew that.
And I honestly, I've never actually paid attention to his work because I feel like it's like when he's drawing, he always closes his book, so I never try to like purposely look.
Yeah, he's like, probably like not embarrassed, but like,
that's
shy
his own
about
thing.
It.
That's his own thing. And I'm like, okay, I want to keep, like, if that's what he wants to do, that's fine. Like, I want to encourage it. So I always end up, like, for Christmas, I always buy him books or pencils or whatever. So he was like, yeah, I never really realized how proportions work. Like, you have one person standing next to another person. If you draw incorrectly, they're going to be really off.
Yeah, it's going to look weird.
And so I went online to see if they had any books that really talk about, like, proportions, whether it's, like, body, your body parts, like, your arms, your legs, and then compare to other people. Because sometimes you'll draw a head really big and the arms really short. So it kind of helps you figure out, like, the proportions of a body and then of multiple bodies. So I'm like, I got him that. So I'm like, yay, I want to feed you.
Was he, like, really, like,
he was really
appreciative of it?
He was really, he was like, oh. Because he knew, what, like, why I got them for him because of that conversation we had.
Oh, that's cute.
So I'm like, I wanted to do this stuff for you guys. And so I did do one that, like, it makes me cry every time. I'll have to show you the video. I'm not posting it because I'm like, I don't think my mom would like it. But the ongoing thing is that my grandpa died a month before we got our foster brother.
Oh.
So my foster brother was born November 13th. And so we found out about him 3 days later. So November 16th is when we got the call, if you will.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you know, could you house him? And side note, hopefully with everything going, if everything goes well, he should be adopted soon. So I will be able to say my little brother.
Oh.
But my grandpa, like, died exactly 1 month before we got the news. He died October 16th.
Mm.
So my grandpa loved kids. And so we always talk about how he would have loved hanging out with him because he's a little dynamite. He's just
crazy.
He's a crazy kid, but he's fun and he's so loving at the same time. He loves to cuddle. He, like, when he's stressed out, like, you just go over there. Like, I usually just stop what I'm doing. Like, when I could see it in his face, like, he's genuinely anxious or stressed. Like, put everything down, and I just hug him, and he just wants a hug.
Aww.
And he's just such a sweet kid. He's a monster sometimes, but I freaking adore this kid. And so I wish my grandpa would have gotten to meet him.
Yeah.
And so what I had is, like, I have a buddy. So shout out to Justin Hunt.
Justin.
He is a, like, comic book artist, and he's from Puyallup. And I met him at Comic-Con a few years ago. And so I reached out. I'm like, hey, could you draw a picture of my grandpa meeting him?
Oh.
So because we don't have any pictures of them together, because obviously, right?
Yeah.
And so I got that drawn for my mom. And just, like, her reaction, she didn't recognize my grandpa, because the picture was when he used was when he was younger. I was a little kid.
Oh.
So my mom has this image of, like, she's like, I remember him from the hospital, like, when he died, because she was the one that had to go to the morgue and do all that horrible stuff. So she, like, it didn't click. And so to see him that young and stuff, like, she was just
And then
crying.
Your foster brother, is he, like, did you put him, like, the age he is now?
Yes. Like, he's two, yeah.
Weird.
I think maybe that picture was, like, 1.5, but still, like, it's toddler. And so in the picture, he's looking at him, like, all. And it's weird because we're used to seeing my grandpa wear sunglasses because he had an eye issue.
Yeah.
So he'd always wear sunglasses. He's not. So it's that much more, like.
So he's not wearing sunglasses in the picture. Whoa.
Which is kind of
trippy.
It just kind of adds to the youngness. Because, like, he would sometimes not wear his sunglasses, but then as he got older, he'd wear them more and more often. Like, everywhere, inside out.
Was your mom, like, at first confused?
She was just like, who is this? Because she recognized my foster brother.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that hair, it's all curly.
Yeah.
She's like, who's this? I'm like, that's grandpa. And so, like, her face, she's like, she couldn't really, like, it wasn't like, not that he couldn't register, but she was just like.
Did she cry?
Yes.
Aww.
And so, like, she was like, I don't know what to do. Like, she's like, I want to take a picture of this. I need to show my siblings. Like, so she sent it to all her siblings. They all loved it.
Yeah, is it framed?
Yep.
Yeah.
I got a nice frame for it. Like, I painted a frame.
Dang.
And so, like, right now, just because it's at my house and I don't want anything to happen to it, we have it hanging up high on top of a shelf. So it's, like, kind of almost like a mini altar.
Dang. You went, like, all sentimental with these gifts.
Because we buy my mom pajamas and slippers, and, like, they're useful, but it's just the same stuff every year.
Yeah.
And that's stuff that she could buy herself, too.
That's what I got my mom. And lingerie.
But, like, that was something, like, it came to mind, and I loved it. I just, like, went back to the lingerie with your mom thing. That's awesome.
Hey, it's a little different than the gift you gave your mom, but.
Right. But
no, that's super sweet, especially with, like, this crazy year and everything, you know?
Yeah, I know it meant a lot to her, so it was nice.
Aww.
But my dad felt bad. He's like, we didn't really get you a whole lot.
So here's a garbage disposal.
So I got a garbage disposal, but then because of the sink, so going all the way back to the sink, the way they installed the other sink, like, it's the same size hole, except the edges were a little too rounded, so we needed to cut it. However, it was both wood and granite.
You needed to cut your new sink?
No, we needed to cut the granite countertop.
Oh, hell no.
So my dad's like, I have the tools to do this, but they're all in storage, and I don't know where they are. And he let somebody else, one of our family friends, he had to go. We had some of his stuff in the garage, so we put it in the storage unit. And so he gave him the keys to go get it from the storage unit. But he has the keys. So it's like, even if we wanted to go look for it, we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
So we went. I'm like, you know what? Screw it, Dad. I've been wanting one of those tools anyways. It's called, like, an oscillating tool.
Okay.
I'm like, I kind of wanted one of those because they seem pretty handy. And so they had, like, this really ridiculous deal going. And I was like, screw it. I'm going to buy the whole set. Because if you bought... like, they had a set where if you bought, like, they call it a, so they have a drill, and they have, like, an impact drill, I think it's what it's called.
Okay.
It's a different type of drill, but it's basically still a drill. And it came with a charger, or, like, an extra battery or something, and a charger, and then an oscillating tool. So it's three things. You got you could pick whichever one you wanted, like a free one. So we got a grinder.
A grinder.
Right.
Oh.
So I got four, it was, like, and I was going to pay for it. It was four tools, power tools from a really good brand. It's DeWalt, for like $300, before tax.
Oh yeah, I don't know. Don't know tools. I don't know if that's good or bad.
Normally,
but that sounds expensive.
All right, so for four tools, normally these go from anywhere between like $150 to $175 each.
Okay.
So I basically got like one and a half tools free.
Yeah.
So if that makes any sense, tool-wise. Because I'm, like, not getting it, but then I'm looking at all the prices of the tools individually. I'm like, no, yeah, this is a really great deal.
I just know you can get a plane to Vegas the here and back for $300. So
not anymore.
Not, it's like $10 now.
I was gonna say, but I started for funsies looking up plane prices yesterday.
Oh yeah, it's like $2.
Right. $20.
Don't worry, we're not going anywhere. No. But nope. in our brains, we can fantasize about it.
I could be in Cancun right now for like, $350.
Yeah,
round trip. But my dad, like, just before I could swipe my card, swipes his, and he's like, "Merry Christmas." I didn't get you anything, really.
Did they really not get you any presents?
No, I got a massager. Not that kind of massager.
Oh, why not? Hey,
I could not use this massager for that.
Is it huge?
Not just that it's huge, it's powerful. I would kill myself.
I feel like you could do it.
I could. I wouldn't feel good.
It's like a video of that.
No, because I have like I get a lot of back pain.
Yeah.
So it really, it's awesome.
Okay, I'm like, there better be at least something that was wrapped under the
present. Yes, no. And then I had like a shirt, and then I got some cool pants, like Adidas pants. Like, so I got a couple things.
But you like obviously outgifted everyone.
Yes.
That's awkward. What'd your brother give you?
He got me the massager.
Oh.
Because he knows I complain a lot about my back. That's why.
Well, that was nice.
So it was I had fun because it was also fun. We got a lot of stuff for my foster brother.
Yeah.
And some of it was just like very little stuff. So you just wrap it anyway. So it feels like a lot more.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like he probably loves unwrapping things.
Yes. But then if it was clothes, he would just throw it. He didn't care. Like we should have given him the clothes first.
That's me too.
Yes. Oh, I love getting clothes for Christmas. Like, give me sweats. No. Get me.
Mm-hmm. Last year, I got so much. My mom went crazy, and I hate trying things on, and I hate returning things. And I don't even know if maybe there was one thing out of maybe she gave me like 15 items that I liked. Everything else, I was like, "Mom, what? Who do you think I am?" She gave me like this puffy, like sheep looking really
like
soft feathery like fur, like a fur,
like the faux fur jacket.
Yeah, and I'm like,
I can see you wearing that like at a costume party.
Yeah maybe like once a year for Halloween,
like, but I could see you totally dressing up like a hooker with that.
Exactly, yeah, which is what I do every night, so I guess maybe I should have kept it.
Right.
Just kidding.
No, but overall it was a good holiday break.
Yeah.
I kind of wish I could still sleep. That's the only,
thing. I do really miss my friends, though. I'm not going to lie. I'm usually, like, going out all the time during our time off, you know?
Although I did realize something, and it's something I'm talking about in therapy, and I'm curious to see if anybody else is dealing with this. I realize that I get not overwhelmed, not the right word, but my social meter, like everyone has their, like, I don't know if this ever happens to you because you're a very, very big social butterfly. But do you ever get to a point, whether you've gone out multiple times in a row or you just had one really long day where you've been out where you're just like, I'm done. I'm done socializing. Yeah. I'm done talking to people. I just want to be home. I don't want to talk to anybody for like a day or two or whatever.
Oh, yeah. I get like that.
But like I used to, you know, everyone gets that and everyone has a different threshold for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize mine has gone way down. Because, like, I hung out with some friends. Like, we socially distanced, like, exchanged gifts, like,
at
a park.
Yeah.
So we're outside and
in
stuff.
In the freezing cold.
Right. And then I hung out with a friend, like, a few days later, like, same friend. She's in my bubble. And then it was one of those, like, I really don't want to do this. Like, it's not that I don't want to hang out with her. I'm just like, I just don't want to leave. I don't want to hang out with anybody.
You've kind of gotten like that even before COVID, though.
But it's worse now. Like, I felt it to the point where I was, like, dreading going out, even though I knew I was going to have a good time, and I had a good time. And even afterwards, like, hey, when are we hanging out next? I'm like,
never.
Give me a week or two. Like, geez.
Well, I mean, like, especially, too, I feel like, I mean, it gets dark so early.
Yeah.
So I think that's another, like, do I have to go? Oh, it's dark. It's raining. And it's, like, 4:30.
Right.
It's like, bitch, it's only 4:30.
I think you're right.
You can still go out and then come back in time to, like, get a good night's sleep. And, you know, but I think that has something to do with it, too.
It's very sleepy time, if you will.
Yeah.
So that does make sense. Huh, I didn't think about that.
But I also think someone who, because my boyfriend is kind of more like you, kind of likes being alone, kind of, like, hangs out with his friends a handful of times a year, even in a normal year, and is like totally okay with that. So I'm just looking out for him to being like, okay, we're still in the, yes, we have to be hella cautious and not really hang out with many people inside ever, but like outside too, you know? But I'm like, I keep telling him when everyone's vaccinated or when this goes away or whatever happens, like, we're doing all the things, because I don't want him to think like this is the new norm. No.
But I feel like it's going to take me a bit, because I feel like my threshold or my ability to socialize is lower. So I'm going to have to go a little bit more and more. Like, I can't just go balls out, because I'm going to lose my S and not want to hang out with anybody ever again.
I can't wait to go balls out. But let me tell you, it's going to be really, really trippy, that like first like event, or even when people start coming back into the station, like being around more, even like more than 5 to 10 people is going to be like, is this okay?
I feel like even with everything good that's happening recently, I feel like it's still going to be a while.
And then even after, like, I think there's still going to be that shy, like, can I touch you? Can I hug you? Are we handshaking?
We need to start curtsying and bowing.
Curtsying. I like the whole just flipping people off.
Well, I mean, I do that anyways.
Yeah, right? It's great. It's a lovely greeting.
But I'm curious if anybody else has, like, noticed that their threshold for doing stuff, whether it is socializing or even just going out, has just really gotten lower. And, like, are you worried about, like, reacclimating into society, if you will?
Well, yeah, I mean, even for me, who's very social, like, I used to hang out with my friends, like, every week. Mm-hmm. Like, the same friends, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know even if I want to see you that much.
Like, I love you, but,
like, every week? So I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely, we're going to need time to build back up to it, both, like, just cautiously and emotionally.
Yeah, yeah.
Mentally.
Yeah.
But I was feeling kind of bad about it, because I'm like, why am I dreading this so much? And it's like, I love this person, and I love hanging out with them, and I have a good time with them, but it's also, like, so exhausting.
Yeah. And then I also think now, gosh, I could be on my couch. I'm
like, well, it's also because we're social distancing, so when I'm hanging out with certain friends, we're hanging out outside.
Which is also miserable.
Yeah, and I'm just like, you know, I just cleaned my entire house. We can keep our masks on. I have hand sanitizer and, like, Lysol available.
I will measure out 6 feet so you can stay
over
there.
Like, I'll sit over on this side of the room. You sit on the couch. Like,
I don't even know if that's cool, though.
I have no idea either. Right. So we hang out outside.
And then my friend's like, I love you, but I don't love you this much.
I'm like, okay. And then, like, my friend will get all dressed up. I'm like, why are you getting dressed up? I am sitting in my pajamas.
We're outside. It's freezing. Like, maybe there's a heater or a fireplace, like, it's maybe cool for, like, an hour. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, I'm
over this.
Over this. Yeah.
Yeah. So, anywho, so I'm curious if anybody else is feeling that. Did you guys get anything awesome for the holiday?
Yeah.
Did you do anything awesome?
Let us know.
Yeah, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.